You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Mr. Matt Hamm, owner of Computer Repair Doctor, founded in 2013, that now operates 8 locations up and down the East Coast of the U.S. Mr. Hamm, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thanks, Eric. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here as well.
Yes, sir, and looking forward to hearing more about the company as well. So for starters, what types of services does the company offer? That would be a good place to start.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to do that. So we're basically a computer and smartphone repair company. We offer computer repair, phone repair, both on iPhones, Galaxies, pretty much any type of phone that you have. We offer laptop repair services across the board. In addition, we fix tablets, you know, iPad repair. We offer data recovery services. Those are the main services that we offer. But in a nutshell, we do all types of consumer electronics repairs. We'll fix TVs. We'll fix, you know, radios sometimes. You name it. I'm sure we've had one of our techs rip it open and get it back up and running for a customer.
Matt, it sounds like you offer an entire gamut of services across the board. Really impressive. So what made you want to get into this industry?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So I've always been interested in the hardware realm of things. I worked a number of jobs where I did either tech support or kind of hardware support, some for large companies, some for small. I was actually attending Columbia University up in New York when I got a part-time job working for a company like this. And I really enjoyed that small business environment. I really enjoyed that repair industry, working with customers to get their devices back up and running. And so I started running that company kind of with the owners as I grew my position there. And so when my wife got into med school in Tallahassee, you know, I thought, hey, you know, this is a great chance for me to, you know, jump into this in this industry as an owner and kind of pursue it as an entrepreneur. So that's exactly what I did. And I started our first location there. And as you mentioned, we've grown to 8 locations in a number of different cities. But yeah, it's just always been something that I've enjoyed doing. And it's been working out pretty well for us so far.
It certainly sounds like it. What do you enjoy most about being a small business owner?
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of different things to enjoy. You know, you have things like the freedom to make your own hours, you know, not having a boss breathing down your throat, although I guess technically everybody's your boss. I think what I enjoy the most is the hustle and the drive that kind of goes into being a small business owner. You know, the fact that everything that's happening on a bottom line is a result of something that you're doing, and having that direct feedback to your actions, and just having that required, you know, the hustle, that drive to get things done, to make things happen, to turn nothing into something, is kind of something that appeals to me in that regard.
You hit on a lot of good points and certainly brings focus to those that may be considering being a business owner in the future. You really highlighted some great stuff right there. Today we are joined by Mr. Matt Hamm, owner of Computer Repair Doctor, founded in 2013, that now operates 8 locations up and down the East Coast here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, what would you say is the hardest part about being a small business owner, looking at the other side of the spectrum?
So there's a lot of difficulties in, you know, being a small business owner, and it kind of depends on what your forte is as an individual. You know, you've got staff management, you know, seeking out new staff, hiring, you know, actually maintaining that staff and managing them. You know, you've got all the technical aspects that go into it. You've got cash flow aspects, accounting and legal. You know, I think as a small business owner, you know, one of the things that I think people find difficult across the board is always maintaining that cash flow positive environment and always pushing, you know, the profit margins forward, whether it's increasing revenue to bring in more profit or whether it's increasing the margins. You know, to me, that's always something that an entrepreneur should be focused on. And that's always one of the difficulties, right? Because that's the bottom line. And every single thing that you do, the end result should be generating more sales or running a more successful company. So, you know, to me, that's probably the most difficult because you have to be doing every single thing right across the board to get to that point.
Lastly, Matt, what's one piece of advice you would give to people considering starting their own business?
Yeah, I think that's a great piggyback off the last question because it gets back down to that that cash flow positive again. You know, never lose sight of the bottom line. Never lose sight of the ultimate goal, which is getting the money flowing and getting a business. I think it's something that people know, but it's something that's all too easy to forget, especially in the beginning. You know, in the beginning, you're worried about building clients. You're worried about, you know, trying to be the best at whatever service you're providing or have the best product that you're providing. But really the biggest thing to be focused on as a startup business is getting to that point where your cash flow is not negative, you know, and making sure that you maintain that, because no matter how much effort you put into growing your client base or growing your revenue, if you're losing money, that game will be over real quick. That's how the majority of small businesses go out of business. And frankly, it's easy to take your eye off the ball when you're worried about 100 different things at once. So always staying focused on the bottom line, always staying focused on getting, you know, getting a positive cash flow and keeping that 100% of the time is the only way that your business is going to stay afloat. So I'd say that's, you know, the most important and the biggest piece of advice I could give.
And we certainly appreciate that advice. Right on target. Certainly got to focus on the bottom line. That's the priority. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Computer Repair Doctor and how one could reach out.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have stores in Raleigh, North Carolina, Tallahassee, Florida, kind of all across the East Coast, Winter Park, and a number of other locations. But probably the easiest is just by visiting our website. It's just computerrepairdoctor.com. We've got information about the services that we offer. We got some information on my background. We have local store contact information. And we're always trying to, you know, update our blog to have some relevant information that people care about in the consumer electronics repair industry.
Well, Matt, continued success, and we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a pleasure to be here. And, yeah, thanks for your time, and best of luck to you as well.
And that's much appreciated. We have been speaking with Mr. Matt Hamm, owner of Computer Repair Doctor, founded in 2013, that now operates 8 locations up and down the East Coast. And for more information, visit computerrepairdoctor.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.